Hello, Anna Mulder with you, bringing you the highlights from the ABC coverage of the 47th Tamworth Country Music Festival.
The best thing about this festival actually is discovering artists you may not have seen or even heard of before, and that's what happened when we stumbled across our next guest. Melody Moko is, I guess, a late bloomer because she released her first album in her late 20s and not in her teens. It was an album she crowdfunded, so supporters actually invested in her CD before they'd heard it. Let's find out why so many people took that leap of faith with her. Melody Moko, good morning.
Good morning.
And your husband, Michael, played with Catherine Britt earlier in the week on our stage as well, so he's no stranger to the Van Zone space.
No, he's not. He's a veteran.
Yeah, well, quite a handy guy to have around, I can imagine. Tell us about that process of crowdfunding your music.
Oh, look, I think it's a process that a lot more people are taking on now because, you know, with the way the musical landscape is, not many of us can afford thousands and thousands of dollars to make a record. So we ask our fans to invest in our music before they hear our music, which is kind of scary, but also really exciting because then they feel really involved in the project too.
And then you have to deliver, so you've got that pressure to really work to those deadlines and get it out there.
Yeah, you do, and that's good for musicians. We need deadlines.
Yeah. Are there any disadvantages to crowdfunding your CDs?
I mean, no, not that I can see. It works really well for everyone that uses it. I don't think it's something you can do every time you make a record. I think that's the only disadvantage. You could get really used to the crowdfunding thing, but I don't think you can ask people to keep doing it and doing it all the time.
Were you impressed with how invested, not just financially, but emotionally people got in your work when they knew that it was coming and they were looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. It does. It means that they've then, you know, invested to begin with and they really can't wait to hear the product. So they follow your journey more and they're there along with you on social media. And yeah, it does make a really great fan relationship, I think.
Well, the album, The Wreckage, was co-produced by your husband, Michael, and multi-Golden Guitar Award winner, Catherine Britt. Why did you choose Catherine to help?
Catherine and I are really great friends. That was probably the first reason. She asked me if she could be involved in the record, and I thought, what better than to have, you know, one of your best friends and your husband work on a record with you? It was just such a beautiful atmosphere and environment in the studio. She's also probably my favourite Australian songwriter, female songwriter especially, and so to have her on board, I just knew that she would have so many great ideas.
How does it work when you're working with your husband and someone's got to make the big calls on production and things like that?
Oh, look, there's some little arguments sometimes, I guess, just little tiny ones, yeah. But we're really reasonable in the studio. I think we have like a working relationship and then we have a normal relationship. We try not to let them cross too much, you know.
I like the word reasonable, yeah. Melody. That's a classic. I'm going to take that one home. Look, let's hear some of your music now here on the ABC stage. Melody Moko, Michael Moko on guitar today, not the mandolin. What would you like to play for us?
We're going to play my current single. It's called Secondhand Heart.
Let's hear it on ABC.
Stitched up with pain, it's the darkest of colors, but it brightens my day. You wear it so well, right there on your sleeve. I know it's imperfect, but it's splendid to me. There must be something about your second-hand heart. I think it's lovely. I think there's something about your second-hand heart. I just want to wear it like it's new. Want to wear it all around the town. Doesn't it look beautiful?
Thank you.
Melody Moco and Michael Moco on stage here at the 47th Tamworth Country Music Festival and at the ABC stage, coming to you live right across ABC Radio Australia internationally this morning. No pressure, guys. Would we go with Americana if we're describing your style?
Yeah, I think it crosses a little bit. It is quite Americana, but my record has a lot of really country stuff on it too. I love like 70s country particularly and 90s country. So I kind of think it's a bit of a blend of Americana and that sort of country music.
Graham Connors was just saying the beauty of this festival is that the genres all come together and there's a thirst for it no matter what the style.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true for, say, Americana?
I think so. I mean, Americana for me this year particularly at the festival, I've just seen it explode. Like, shows that we were getting 5 or 6 people to 5 years ago, we're now getting, like, 120 people to.
Wow.
So I really feel like everyone's starting to accept Americana into the mainstream as well. And, you know, because it's such a great genre. So many good stories. And it's just really similar to country music in that they're mostly story songs. So it's really great to see the mainstream fans coming on board and accepting Americana.
During this festival, you've been involved in several gigs with a distinctly female vibe. One show with a few other artists was called Woman Enough, a celebration of women in Americana, and a session called Write Like a Girl. How strong are women in the genre?
I have seen that this year so much, and it makes me so happy to see all of these really strong, powerful females getting on board with each other and having shows and sharing stages and you know, and getting people to those shows is really great too. So yeah, that's really blown me away this festival too.
It's exciting each year to see how the festival develops in itself, but also how the music and the genre here in Australia changes and grows. So yeah, it's nice to get that snapshot from you this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
The cost of accommodation during the Tamworth Country Music Festival can be very expensive. Graham was saying, you know, back when he started coming, it was the same. It was, well, not expensive, but very difficult to get a spot, even the tent sites. But tens of thousands of people visit every day. I think an overall 300,000 individual visitors was the last tally that I heard from the local council.
Wow.
I know many locals rent out their houses for several thousands of dollars for a 10-day period, and those costs do impact artists as well as the country music fans. You're bunking in with lots of fellow artists and their kids. How's that going?
Yeah, that's actually, you know what? It's been fine. It's been really fun. We have everyone's baby in our house. So we have Amber Lawrence and her baby, Catherine Britt and her baby, Fanny Lumsden and her baby, and myself and our two kids. So we have all the babies that have been born this year are in the one house, apart from the fact that everybody is now sick from snotty-nosed children.
Oh, yes.
It's been really fun. You know, it's great. It's like a little, it's like a giant, big, strange family in one house.
It's like a cacophony wake-up alarm, isn't it?
It certainly is.
One goes and it sets the rest off.
Yeah, it's like roosters.
I was going to say the local neighbourhood dogs, but roosters is a much more poetic. On the flip side, though, of what it costs to be here, how does that balance out then with, I guess, the exposure that it gives you to the fans during the days and the gigs that you're performing?
Yeah, there's nothing like it, I don't think. You know, you don't get this large gathering of music lovers, of country music lovers in one place anywhere, I don't think. So for us to be able to come out here and play our music for all these people who are so accepting is just beautiful.
Lots of music happening in that house then?
Lots of music happening. Rehearsals happening every day, and yeah, it's been really great.
Well, we'd love to hear another song.
Sure.
Yeah, the second one in you?
I do. This is a brand new song that I wrote recently after a trip to America with Catherine Britt, and it's all about Hank Williams. It's called Like Hank Would.
Stage this morning accompanied by her husband Michael Moko. 2019 now, what does it look like? What are we doing this year?
I've got a brand new record coming out this year, which I'm super excited about. I'm actually about to start crowdfunding again soon, so keep your eye out if you'd like to pre-order and help me out. That'd be awesome. And I'm going to go on the road with Fanny Lumsden again this year for her Country Halls tour, and do a bit of a tour around Australia as well.
Well, it sounds like a great time ahead,
yeah.
And we look forward to seeing the new album come out. Something we like to do at the end of the show is get 60 seconds. We'll test you and Michael. He answered some questions with Catherine Britt the other day, but he's keen to go again, so we'll ask him the different questions.
He's very excited about it.
I know.
Yeah.
I was so stoked when he asked. It's been a bit of fun. Graham Connors, he set the bar high this morning. All right. Most embarrassing moment on stage, Melody?
Leaking milk.
What would you be if you weren't a musician, Michael?
An architect.
Oh. Who's the artist not to be missed when visiting the Tamworth Country Music Festival, Melody?
Jenny Mitchell.
What's the worst habit of audiences, Michael?
Social media-ing while you're playing.
Pay attention.
Heartfelt song.
Mm. Water, soft drink, or beer on stage, Melody?
Water.
Michael, what's your signature move when you dance?
He flaps his arms like this. There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
He flaps them around like a bird.
It's really sexy. What's your most common song request, Melody?
Horses.
Oh, again, that song's plaguing us all this week. I'm going to start. I want to give you both the chance to answer this. Your favourite lyric of all time, as the buzzer went.
My favourite lyric of all time. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
Lovely. Michael?
Will the good I know last to be seen by the eyes of the little ones? Jesse Winchester, I think.
Beautiful. Well, we are so glad that you could come and have a bit of a brain explosion that last minute with us and also play some beautiful music. Best of luck with the next album and that crowdfunding. Melody Moko on all the socials. Make sure you follow her and get a sense of all of her work and, of course, the hard work that they are both putting in day in, day out, because this industry doesn't sleep, does it?
Certainly doesn't, no. Nope.
Certainly not at night time, anyway. Great to have you on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for
Thank you, Melody, and
Michael Moko.
You've been listening to the ABC coverage of the Tamworth Country Music Festival for 2019.